He had hard work getting through the straw and twisted ropes, but get through them he did, and found the door of the stove. He slipped through, as he had often done at home for fun, and curled himself up there. Air came in through the brass fretwork of the stove. With great care he leaned out, drew the hay and straw together, and replaced the ropes. Then he curled himself up again, and being safe inside dear Hirschvogel and very cold, he fell asleep. The slow train took the short winter's day, and the long winter's night, and half another day to go over the ground that the mail trains cover in a forenoon. Happily for August, the thick wrappings of the stove protected him from the cold. Else he must have died, frozen. He still had some of his loaf and a little of his sausage, but he began to suffer from thirst, and this frightened him more than anything else. At last the train stopped with a jar and a jerk, and he could hear men crying the name of some town. Then he felt himself carried on the shoulders of men, rolled along on a truck, and set down where he knew not, only he knew he was thirsty, so thirsty.